This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show. The Tom Bernard Morning Show. Streamed every morning on the Tom Bernard Show app and anytime on demand wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, baby. What do you think of that? Of course, my desktop just completely caved in just as we went on the air here. So now I got to go back and get... Your mic's not even on. You're out of the mix.
I don't want... You know what?
You're out of the mix.
Switch up.
You're out.
Is this one switched up?
You may as well head to the house.
He said my mic's not on.
Yeah, no, I can hear you now.
It's good, okay. Yeah.
I just told you that so you'd leave. That was it.
That's the big hint.
Okay, I had to go through this 7,000 more times because this I hate every... Oh, Dawn from MyPillow sent me a message.
American woman!
Okay, this ought to do it. Come on, baby. Pop up there. Where the hell are you?
I'm having a lot of fun with this how popular is your name in Minnesota thing.
Yeah, except you were you swing and a miss when you did it.
Well, I did Tom instead of Thomas, and then I realized it, not even you.
But I don't really understand why Tom and Thomas is even separate. Are some people's names just Tom?
I think some people are born and they just do Tom.
I didn't know that. I had no idea.
You legally can do that.
Well, I'm sure you can.
I mean, I know a lot of people that decided they don't want to do work on like the nickname. Like, who was it? Frankie. I know a girl whose literal legal name is Frankie. They didn't want to do Francis, so they just did Frankie.
Right.
Star Tribune has this thing where you can put in your name to see how popular your name is in Minnesota. And I put in Thomas and your birth year, and it was 1,460 babies were born.
And is that in the United States or in Minnesota?
No, in Minnesota.
Just in Minnesota, I thought so, yeah.
So, yeah.
I thought that was true.
Get this. I put in my neighbor, Priscilla.
Mm-hmm.
I put Priscilla in.
Yeah.
It said zero on her birth year. And so I texted her immediately. I said, you are off the grid.
Really?
Nobody knows you're around, Priscilla.
Did she spell it all wonky with like a Y?
No.
Okay.
Like the Priscilla.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. She's got a cool name.
Yeah. Like we got Brian Miller coming in later. Guy spells it with a Y. Oh, it drives me nuts.
Does he really?
Yeah, it drives me nuts.
He can't come in.
Yeah, it drives me batty. It's like, no. Like guys who spell Jeff, G-E-O-F-F. It's your name is Geoff. Your name is not Jeff.
What is that? Because Jeffrey, G-E-O that way, is from, what is it, Scottish or something?
It must be something. It's got to be a European.
Terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. What about these?
What, terrible?
Geoff.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Jeff?
No, it's Geoff.
I'm going to tell Paso you said that.
Geoff is terrible.
Yoff?
Geoff.
Since when is it Yoff?
No, I'm saying with the G is terrible.
Yeah.
You know, I've had a horrible morning so far. I want you to know that.
Have I been most of it?
So you've been all of it, actually. Okay. It's just, no, but on the way in, so I'm driving in.
Yeah.
And I had to run by. I had two things to do before. I had to go to the bank, and then I had to go and mail some letters. So basically, I took money out of the bank, and then I put these letters in where a lot more money's coming out of the bank. You know, I spent a lot of money this morning. Let me put it that way. But, a question I have for you. We had Fritz Coleman on this show, or was it the family show?
He hasn't been on this show yet.
He's really good, honest to God.
Right on.
So if you want to book him, Fritz Coleman's really, really, he's an interesting guy.
Cool.
Mo, definitely. Well, then you got Storage Wars. I've never watched Storage Wars. Is that any good?
It's good. You can only watch so much till you start going, if you watch too many in a row, you're going to go...
Yeah.
I'm kind of over this. But once in a while, Storage Wars will go on and go, I'm gonna watch this.
Yeah. You know when you're hungover and you eat a big soggy cheeseburger and you're like, oh, that's exactly what I needed. Storage Wars is like that. It's every now and again, small increments, but you don't want to live that lifestyle.
No.
Did they find anything any good ever?
Well, that's the beauty of that show is that for three episodes, they won't find anything.
Yeah.
And then they'll pop up. They'll be like, oh, my God, a Picasso? You're like, wait, what? Where'd you find that?
Anne Frank's other diary?
Yeah,
exactly. Huh? I misplaced that. Yeah. I'm glad you found it.
At a self-storage in the middle of Poughkeepsie? Yeah. Who would have thought? Yeah.
Exactly. All right, so here's how horrible my day has been so far. So I'm on the way in. God, I tell you, I don't know what the hell's... Are we ever going to get driving straightened away? Because there was a guy that there were three of us waiting to get on Highway 100 down on, 50th, I guess. And this guy sped up so fast, to make sure that all three of us couldn't get on the highway before he passed by. And I thought, what is so special that you have to be first in line on the highway? What is that?
I don't know.
I mean, there's three lanes. You can pick a lane and go wherever you want to go.
Don't you think that most of the time that that happens is not ill intent? It's just the person thinks they're doing the right thing. Like, oh, I better just get ahead of all this. And
No, they're not doing the right thing.
I'm just saying they think they're doing
No, they do not. I think I'm better than you. That's what that is.
Do you think that might be a little bit of you putting a little projection out there thinking that
because I do.
I don't mean that. I just mean,
can you get this knife out of my back, Rudy?
I put it right in the front there.
Oh, you put it in the
front. Don't worry, it's reachable.
You put it in the front.
Okay, projection's the wrong word. Do you think that's a little bit of you putting characteristics on a non-characteristic move?
No, not at all. I think right now people are the rudest they have ever been. In my lifetime, right now people are as rude as they have ever been. And I don't know where that came from. Why? Nobody's an example of that, right? So there was another guy that wanted to take a right turn in front of me. He's in the left lane, but he wants to make a right. Not just to pull in the lane, but to take a right.
Okay, got it.
So he didn't plan too well there now, did he?
Yeah.
So I stop and I wave him over. And as he goes by, didn't even bother to look at me, much less, you know, tip it a cap or thank you.
But maybe because he's mortified. Sometimes I'm
mortified of what?
Because you made an error.
You still have to be grateful for the good things in life.
I agree.
That's what we're missing.
The word I'm looking for is personification of something that's not needed. Like, you're putting value on the idea that this person might have been just mortified. Been like,
no.
Oh, God, I'm doing the wrong thing. I want to kill myself.
That's not it at all. People are rude. Walking down this hallway, people will be looking at you, me in this case. People will be looking at me. So I go, good morning. They just look away. Well, why would you do that? You know, if you're looking at me and making eye contact with me and I go, good morning, why don't you at least go, hey, something.
I say hi and I accept the fact that not everybody wants to say hi, especially in the morning.
Well, then don't look at me. You're out of the mix of looking at me in the hallway.
You know who you sound like?
You're out of the mix.
You sound like my brother and me in the back seat of a car saying, you can't look at me. Don't look over here.
Don't look at me.
You can't cross this line.
No, my big problem is that my mother insisted that I be polite when I was a kid and growing up and all the rest of it. So being polite is very important to me because of my mother.
I agree, but you have to accept that not everybody was raised the same way as you.
No, I do not have to accept that.
Okay.
I don't have to accept the fact that you're a rude piece of shit. I really don't have to. Not you.
I am, though. My mom would be mortified if I didn't do some of the things that you're talking about. If I didn't say hi to people.
That's what I'm saying.
I wasn't like, but at the same time, I accept the fact that everybody grows up differently. Everyone's got different perspectives.
It doesn't mean that it's right, though, is it?
Well, what's your
version
of right?
There's a society. The society should be held in place.
Well, maybe that person's version of right is I'm in my mind, I'm at work thinking about something really important, and it's rude that you bugged him.
Okay, so I'm not going to bug you with something. I was going to tell you and Rudy something this morning, but I'm not going to bug you with it.
I'm just
taking the counterpoint. There is no counterpoint.
Maybe
don't be an asshole.
I get that. I don't want to be an asshole. I'm not going to be an asshole.
But you are.
Well, yeah. Naturally.
Naturally. So I'm driving in and people, you know, cutting in front of traffic and this guy and that guy turning right and blah. Everybody's, like I said, just a little tip of the cap. It's all you got to do. It's not that big a deal. It doesn't make you look weak. That's my interpretation of what's going on here, because it's always men, for me anyway. It's always men that do those kinds of things. And I think it's just one of those I'm a tough guy deal. It's
okay,
you're in your Pontiac and you're a tough guy, are you? Okay.
So we agree that men
Pontiac.
Shouldn't have...
I don't do they even make those anymore?
No.
I didn't think so.
What is this, 1997? Wow.
he's driving an Edsel. And... would they make those 1 year in like 1952 or something?
The production was shut down quite fast, yeah.
And it was named after his grandson, Edsel
Ford, believe so,
right?
Yeah.
God, your poor grandson. Here, we named a car after you. It's called the Edsel, and we took it out of production after about 2 weeks.
Sorry,
gee, thanks.
Kiddo. Yeah. We'll try again. Maybe we'll name the dog after you next time.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not important to you that people be polite.
I didn't say that.
I'm just asking
you. I find myself, I hold myself to say, yes, these things are important to me. But I also accept that I work with a lot of different eccentric people, and I find that their rules for politeness are different.
They're only politeness. They don't get their own rules.
They don't get their own rules.
Nope, they're out of the mix.
You're Mr. We can't act like everybody was raised the same. We can't pretend.
That's not what I'm saying at all. Just don't be a prick. That's all.
I know, but people's versions of pricks are different.
No, it's my world.
Okay, that's just, this is true.
And you don't even belong.
I'll say this.
You're out of the mix.
I'll agree with you on this.
You're out of the
mix. I do live in a Tom Bernard world.
Okay, let me use an example. I'll give you an example of why I'm not wild about a lot of people. Okay? Because I'm about to tell you something that happened on the way in. And I guarantee you that 99% of people you worked with would never tell you what I heard this morning. They'd never tell you. And did you tell me, oh, no, that's not true. We're going to find out. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm driving into work, and it's a really nice morning. I mean, it's cloudy, but it's 66 degrees, so it's very pleasant. You know, not bad at all. And my phone rings. And it's, you know, 6:30 in the morning, so it's, see, I keep thinking it's 4:30 when I'm on my, even though it's light out, I keep thinking it's 4:30.
I feel that,
Because of so many years of doing it. It's Bilski, okay?
Love Mike.
You know why Bilski called me this morning?
Your money.
No, I probably do, but.
Since you're at the bank.
since you're at the bank anyway. You know why he called to tell me this?
Hmm.
And you tell me, both of you, tell me how many other coworkers you've had that would even tell you this. Okay? You ready?
Yeah.
He called me to tell me how wonderful the two of you are, that Brittany, you do a great job kind of being even keel on the show. Rudy, you're very funny and very clever. You know, he and I talked for 10 minutes about that. Okay, so by your rules, I should just ignore that.
No!
I should never tell
you. You are the weirdest person.
I should never tell you something positive like that.
Okay,
I just made that up. It's not really true.
Okay, well, that's, you know what? Here's the thing.
What?
It's so funny how you pivot. You are one of those people who...
How is that pivoting?
Even just right now.
I think it's important that you should hear that somebody really likes you Rudy.
I think that's so sweet. I love Bilski. I actually feel amazing that he thinks even knows I exist.
Well, you know, he's Polish.
This is
Thank
true.
You very much, Chris.
This is true.
anyway,
I think you should have stayed in school and been on the debate team because
I would never lose.
You would never lose. You're
never
a pivoter. I watch you
pivot.
I'm not
pivoting. How was I pivoting?
See, even arguing about the pivot.
There was no pivot. Okay, you're trying to avoid something here.
No, I...
Yes, you
bring
are.
Bring it on.
Because name one other person that would have told you that.
No.
Because I can't think of one.
It's very sweet.
No, it's not sweet. It's what should happen.
Agreed.
When somebody tells me they like the two of you, I should pass that along to you.
My favorite thing ever is
And then I go, I don't really care for you, but Bilski does.
Well,
you know, I'd finish with that.
Well, good.
Okay, what? No?
My favorite thing in the world is when I know someone's on air and they do a funny thing and I hear it and I can text them and say, that was hilarious.
That's what you should do.
Because it feels so good. There's a lot of times
and
people relate to this when in their job too, you're doing something and you think that it's making no impact, right? Like if you're a teacher, you know, the recycling guys that pick up our things always give dog bones to our dogs and I always have to say thank you because they just love it. There's a lot of things you do that you think go unnoticed, and when somebody verbalizes that they've not only noticed, they just want to say how much they appreciate it, it makes a huge difference. So you're right.
Then why don't people tell you that?
I think I have people in my life that do. You just did.
I know. That's one.
Bilski texted me. No, he didn't. I don't want him to think that.
I told him not to, actually. Don't be texting
Mrs. Bilski, your husband is not texting me, I swear.
No, I would like to get back to a day when people are polite, people are engaging, people want to show a little support. Hey, we're all trying to slog through and get through this thing together. Right now, the management and ownership of this planet is horrendous, the worst it's ever been, I think. Is there one good leader in the world right now that you can think of? Seriously. Is there anybody that you'd go, hey, that person does a great job running that country? It's all about money. They want the money, and you're going to have to give it to them because they're in charge.
Don't make me say it.
What?
It's my money, and I want it.
I want it
now!
What's the name of that again?
I think it's J.G. Wentworth.
J.G. Wentworth.
Was that J.G. Wentworth?
I'm going to change my disc jockey name to J.G. Wentworth. What do you think?
It's my money.
And I want it now!
Yeah, you would have been amazing on that commercial.
Yeah, except for they ruined my voiceover career. But other than that,
well, it's
don't
not.
Worry about it.
it's not voiceover. It'd be full acting. You'd have to put your body out the window and yell it.
No, thank you. That's what I never wanted to be recognized in public. Is that weird?
No, it's not weird because you're smart. When you first
smart.
Well, yes.
She wants money. You realize that?
Yeah.
Right? I already have money from you. I have access to all your money. No, I don't.
Thank you.
Again, legally, I do not. No, I think you're smart. I think when you first start up in any job, you go, "I want to be noticed. I want the attention. I want this." And then you realize, actually, it's way better to just kind of go with your head down and not have that.
Do you really think so? I've never had my head down.
No, but
I've
mean,
never
like,
done that.
I mean, you get to go in public and not always have to be.
Oh, that way, yeah, you're right. No, that's very true. And look, by the way, all the people that come up to me now and say hello because of the billboards, I'm thinking. But they're very, very polite, very nice. I've had people raving about the show to me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the 7th highest rated show in the company across the entire United States. So that's a big deal.
That's very cool.
It is.
No, and this is maybe a kind of a niche comment, but like when you hang out with TV people, there's a different vibe because they often are recognized and they have to kind of live their life knowing that they're recognized.
Yeah.
And not in like a, they think they're a big deal. I mean, we're Minnesota media. Like I could show my boobs outside of this building and nobody
again?
Would care. I only showed one
you do
once.
It again?
I didn't do plural last time. Yeah. I just gave them the good one.
Can you get negative likes on Facebook?
No like. Thumbs down. And no one would care. Like I know that Minnesota media is it's lovely low key.
It is.
But yes, Minnesota media. Like we can't pretend you're bigger than you are. You're Minnesota media. Like don't act like you're royalty.
But they can.
No, but I'm saying that.
They're always right, you know. The Minnesota media, they're always
no,
right.
No, but I mean, we are Minnesota media.
No, we're not. I'm not.
We're literally in a broadcasting company.
This is just BSing with friends.
Okay,
that's all it is.
They just happen to also record it. We just happen to be wearing headphones.
I didn't know they were recording this. I just
what?
Thought the mic was here as a prop.
We should probably get you in the know, bro.
You probably should. It'd be wonderful.
No, but like it's funny when you hang out with TV people or even Allie. Allie was, they had her, you know, videos everywhere and she felt that nervous energy of being recognized or whatever. I've never felt that way and I feel very thankful. But when you're a TV people, they're not going to be that loud or obnoxious or be silly. And I don't mean like rude, but they're going to have a little bit of a heads up of a head on a swivel. And they usually do get somebody saying, "I love you on that show." And I don't know what that feels like.
You don't want to know let me tell you why you don't want to know what that feels like. Because this is when it all started for me and that I didn't want to be recognized in public. Now it's different because the kids are grown and all that. But when my kids were young, children and teenagers, now you have to remember, I started this job when we found out that Catherine was going to have Andy. So Andy wasn't even born yet. Came back to Minnesota and worked here, all the rest of it. But I just, you know, it's one of those situations that I got back here, the show blew up, and then it got really huge. And the reason that I am very touchy about that is people would come over and grab a chair and sit at the dinner table
That's
with us at restaurants.
So wild.
I'm like, what? They would literally come over and just grab a chair and sit down, and apparently they were with us for the rest of dinner.
I don't know what
that's. Why would you do that?
I don't know what that's like because anytime
that's weird.
Anytime when I was working at KQ or when I've been working at My Talk or here, I have the people that put their little head in once in a while and say, I listen to the show and I like it, and then walk away, live their lives.
Well, so that's
and
good.
Love
that's
that. They love this because of course I do. They'll say, "Can I see a picture of Gogo?" And I'm like, "Which one?"
Yeah, right.
I thought you didn't want to show pictures of Gogo.
I constantly am trying to show you guys videos of
you
and I watch her sleep sometimes.
You don't do that to strangers, though.
I'll show pictures of her as a baby. I mean,
really?
Her, yes, a little baby photo. She's like,
making me nervous now.
Side note, we do have an
Uncle
email.
Uncle Tommy.
We do have an email I should read. It's very important.
That you suck, is that what it says?
Let me just open up.
Oh, look at, do you see this? She goes, here's the email. Yeah, okay.
Let me get to it. I mean, there's so many, but I'm just going to grab this first one. Beep, boop. Bernie. Sales czar of...
is that who sent you an email?
Brittany, I think you're the best.
Oh, see, this is what I'm saying. Oh, Jesus Christ. Now it's going to be all day.
Also, Bernie, goddammit, there is somebody else on this show.
Yeah, that was brought up by Bilski. Bernie, what the hell? Where's the Rudy
brain? He said what he said.
God. What a Oh, by the way, Bernie, I talked to Bilski. We're good to go, as long as you're listening.
You cannot do meetings over our show.
I'm doing a meeting right now with Bernie.
We do enough behind the scenes. I will not allow for an actual meeting to go down on this show.
By the way, we changed his name. His name is no longer Bernie. It's Barney. No. The reason it's Barney is because he sent me a message. I've been here for 3.5 months. Sent me a message. Mr. Bernard. It's like, I know how to spell your name. Your weird-ass last name.
It is super weird. There's a lot of vowels. Per
a lot
word,
of vowels in
it's, when they even out vowels per consonants, you go, that's...
Exactly.
I get a little nervous, but it's... I feel like that's an easy one to say.
And by the way, did you see the invitation on the boat trip, which I'm not going to make, unfortunately, but... Did you see the invitation?
Yeah.
Mine's the only name that spelled all lowercase.
Maybe that's...
Is this your email?
Yeah. No, just everybody else's name is in capital letters. No. I mean, the first letter of each name. But mine's lowercase t, lowercase b.
So do you really look through the entire email to see where your email is?
No.
And okay.
No, I just want to see who was coming.
Oh, I got you.
I don't know if you noticed this. That makes sense.
Not a
lot of shit that I do in life is about me. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Yet. Okay, that makes sense.
I'm
I was
not
like,
big on that.
That doesn't seem on brand for Tom Bernard to sift through an entire list of emails to see. But yes, now that makes sense because I do the same thing too. Yeah.
I will tell you why I went through the list. This is exactly right. I'm actually glad you brought that up because the reason I went through the list is. And I talked to Amy about this last night, that I can't really make the boat trip, but I don't want the people who are going on the boat to think that I don't care about them, that I don't care enough to meet with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what's happening here at all, and I just wanted to make sure people knew that. You know, so, you know, that's the politeness that people like you know, Brittany, don't have.
I was
They're horrible human beings.
I wasn't defending them.
I was
trying to change your perspective of perceiving them.
Making it worse?
No, making it better.
How would it be better?
Because you don't have to put that personification of it. You don't have to go there being rude. You could say, maybe they just lost somebody. Maybe they just...
Then stay at home. Back in your house. Right?
You are such a debater.
I just love to do that with you.
You're a master debater.
Yeah. Oh, God. All right. Time to move. Time to go to a break. We're already 85 minutes late anyway. So we may as well get her done. Oh, God. Anyway, we'll be right back in a couple of minutes. It's Tom Bernard for the Power Lodge and the world's largest Bennington pontoon dealer, Miller Marine in St. Cloud, of course. Temps are up. Prices are down. We just hit 88 degrees, so Miller Marine and Power Lodge are offering hot 88 summer deals for the next 2 weeks only. Get a Bennington pontoon at $28,888. That's $28,888. That is not a lot of dough, man. And as a bonus, the first 8 pontoons come with a trailer for $1,888. Finance it all for just $288 a month. So you and I should come up with like $144 a month apiece. What do you think?
That's actually insanely reasonable.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Like,
Where's your money?
I actually could afford that.
Where is the Tom Bernard Show pontoon owned by the three people on it? Where is it?
I would like 51% ownership in case you go rogue. I'll kick in the extra $2.
After the break, remind me of Johnny Carson, what he said last night.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. You want something larger? Get a Tri-Tune. Now, a Tri-Tune starts $43,888 or just $488 a month. With over 300 pontoons in stock, they've got what you need at the world's largest Bennington dealer, Miller Marine and Power Lodge. Payment terms and credit limits are subject to credit approval. So come on, it's time to get serious. I said get serious about your throttle therapy with this 2-week deal until June 17th. Check selection at powerlodge.com and millermarine.com. Hot 88 summer deals with Bennington pontoons are on now at the Now at the Lodge. It says they're on now at the Now at the Lodge.
Well, they really want you to know it's right now.
Apparently it's not now, it's right now at the Lodge and Miller Marine.
When you need someone to listen, a lawyer you know and trust.
If you've never been in an auto accident, it's hard to know what to expect from the insurance adjuster. Here are some tips. One, if they talk to you about whether or not you should hire a lawyer, it's a good sign that you probably should. Two, it's illegal for them to give you any legal advice. They aren't lawyers, and they aren't licensed to practice law. Three, if they tell you that everyone involved in the accident is at fault, they're wrong. This comes from the belief that you're at fault for just being on the road. That's nonsense and not supported by any law. Finally, remember that friendly adjusters are often just gaining information. They want you to do most of the talking so they can file their report. I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. I hope you're never injured in a collision. But if you are, don't sign anything until you've talked to us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
Why should your business bank with North American Banking Company? Here's Corey Wisco of the Wellshire.
We're so grateful for their support and just the fact that they truly believe in what we do. They took the time to get to know us. They have faith in what we do, and it's just been a great partnership that's just always been based on success. They've always had our back every step of the way.
For more information about North American Banking Company, go to nabankco.com. That's nabankco.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
9 rounds of golf for $90?
Yep, the Minnesota Golf Passport is back and available now at TomBernardShow.com. As a Golf Passport cardholder, you're entitled to 9 18-hole rounds of golf for just one low price of $90. Supplies are limited, so just go to TomBernardShow.com and type keyword passport. A $300 golf value for just
$90?
Now you got it. TomBernardShow.com, keyword passport.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show Podcast.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. And we're 27 minutes in and we've already proven that Brittany's absolutely 100% wrong about everything. So, moving forward.
Oh, I just got an email.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, who's
Brittany
it from?
Is not, it's from Wall Microphone.
Wall Microphone. That's a very famous, no question about it. What did it say?
Well, here's one from Patrick. It says, good one, Britt.
Is that from Ebert's?
Could be.
What? God, no. Good one, Britt?
Good one, Britt. What the hell does that even mean?
Probably the master debater. I feel like that's where you're
going. Oh, that, yeah, you're right. It was the master debater. You're absolutely right.
Here's a cute one from Victor. Been listening to Tom since I got out of the Army. Love each and every one of you. So there's a little love for you guys, but the rest will be about me for the rest
more
of the
me now for Brittany.
Yeah. All right.
You know, that's a lovely pink outfit you've got on today, Britt. Britt, I'd like to say.
Thank you. I'll let you borrow the shirt sometime.
I should wear that shirt sometime.
All this love for somebody who says things like this.
You know I hate fat people.
Yeah, there she is.
What is even that
yeah,
from?
Yeah, see?
What there, is even that from?
There's your real Brittany right there.
What is even that from?
Right there.
What the?
You fat bastard. I heard you say it.
What is even that from?
Yeah,
I
yeah.
can't put a sentence.
I don't know. It came out of your mouth. You tell us.
Yeah. You know I've never felt that way.
Do you still have the one that said, hey, nice skin color? You still get that one?
What?
I do have that one. Well, now I have that one.
No, yeah. Yeah, except it won't be Brittany getting taking the pipe. It'll be me. I'll be back on every news channel. Why, that racist son of a bitch.
I don't remember. Did I black out one day?
Yeah.
What is that from, Rudy?
No, you said it.
You are, you know, on Kinley's birthday of all days.
Yeah, that's right. It's her birthday. Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
For what, 15?
15 today.
15
yeah.
today. Yep.
Yeah.
There
she's
you
getting
go.
Her permit. She's doing a permit test. Okay. We don't want to put any pressure on her, but permit
she's not,
test.
I don't like her. I just like to tell you that up front. I'm not looking at Rudy right now. I don't care for her because I had a golf tea time today and he can't go because it's her birthday.
Yeah.
I mean, way to go, kid.
Yeah.
Way to screw up Uncle Tommy's day.
Yep. That's... Reason number 5,183 to never have children.
Yes. Never. Don't. You can't play golf ever. Yep.
That's true.
They get birthdays like every day.
It's exhausting. What year age do you think that you could start playing golf again? Because I got to tell my husband to calm down his expectations about playing every weekend.
I don't know. My daughter's 15, and I'm still not back to playing golf yet. So, Justin, you're in for the long haul, my friend.
Yeah, there you go.
Good to know.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I should probably do the weather because it's looking pretty good, actually. I mean, you know, isolated thunderstorm, but it's June. That happens every June. Air quality alert until 6 p.m. due to lingering smoke from wildfires in Quebec. Goddamn Canadians. Typical. Typical Canadians. Right?
Yeah, dang it.
Damn it.
The hat of America.
I gotta bring my buddy in from, he lives in Toronto, Doug.
Sounds great. I heard Toronto is...
Toronto's a phenomenal city.
Gorgeous.
But I guess they're having a lot of trouble downtown now, just like everywhere else in North America, or actually in the world. I guess, yeah, I mean, I love downtown Toronto. But you know it's blown up sky high. They're building literally like 20 skyscrapers there right now.
Yeah.
They're blowing up. Doug Dawson is his name. He's my very, very good friend. Living in Toronto, and it's your fault we have smoke covering our sun.
Yeah. Get back to us on that.
You heard me. Partly sunny, not as hot today. Isolated thunderstorm is possible, a high of 83. Tonight, partly cloudy, less humid, a low of 63. On Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny. Beautiful day tomorrow, less humid, too. With a high of 82, mostly sunny, 83 on Thursday. And, you know, that's three days out. So that's as far as we're going to go. Because that changes up like on an hourly basis once you get beyond 3 days, doesn't it?
Absolutely, mm-hmm. It does.
It is true. So, yeah, 83 today, maybe an isolated thunderstorm, might not even happen. It's still going to be a little humid, but then less humid tomorrow. Cloudy in 66 right now. So that's good, don't you think?
I will take it. It's beautiful out.
It is. There's no question about it. But we drove in this morning. No snowstorms. You know, no. That's good.
No, I think we're good on snow today. You know how we were talking about names before and how some people can be born with the name Thomas or just Tom?
Uh-huh.
Mike Peterson wrote in this really funny email saying, day off today, so I put on my full attention to you guys, and you were talking about names. My sister was named Beth Peterson, middle name Marie. The American lit teacher we had in school always called her Elizabeth because her name is Beth.
Oh, sure.
She kept telling him her actual name is Beth. Finally, she brought her birth certificate to class and shoved it in his face. Have a great day.
Good.
I love that.
I do, too. My name is not Elizabeth. Hey, you could keep that, too. Tom just said, my name's not Elizabeth, but it will be after this exchange. There you go. Boy, would I be a horrible sex change, wouldn't I?
Well,
I would make a terrible woman.
But is that the name you'd pick, Elizabeth? I'm surprised.
I like Elizabeth. That's a good name.
I do, too. I just don't feel like you're an Elizabeth. I'll be very honest.
How about Lizabetta?
I'll see you being Lizzie.
Oh.
Okay. Why?
Nothing.
Why is that bad?
Sexual preference. That's all I'm saying.
Lizzie?
It's not a preference anymore. That's sexual, what is it? Orientation.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's orientation.
Yeah, I could see you. If you were going to go, you could go Lizzie. I don't know what I'd go. Maybe is Troy? I feel like Troy would be a good one for me.
It's not a woman's name.
No, I said if you became a man.
If
I got to pick a male's name for me, I'd say maybe Troy.
So you're taking my brother's name because he's dead? Is that why?
That's not why.
That's
exactly.
My
God.
My brother dies and then she steals his name. Way to go.
I'm honoring him.
No, you're not.
Yeah, that's what you always say.
He's deeply offended.
You're honoring these people.
He's deeply offended. Over there.
I like
Troy was the
best.
That's
so funny. I just thought of like, what's like a solid guy's name? I didn't even think your brother at the time.
Troy's good.
Troy is a good one.
It is a good one. But I do miss that sumbitch. I will tell you, that's been 2 years already.
Of course you miss him. I can't even.
It's terrible.
I have two siblings and I talk to them every other day.
I will tell you honestly, and I'm going to move on very quickly from this, but it's true. Losing my youngest brother like that at such a young age, I can't even imagine. I can kind of start toward the feeling what it must be like to lose a kid.
Okay, stop.
I mean, I just
stop.
Can't. Well, I'm just telling you. That's very, very painful, man.
Stop. We're not going down that.
Yes. A matter of fact, that's all I'm going to talk about for the rest of the day just because of you.
I'm taking your bar until you act right.
Really? Which?
Your clean bar. Your.
Was it a clean bar?
Your
are those
breakfast
good?
Bar. Yeah, they're all good. Yes.
Good. Glad to hear it. Ladies and gentlemen, what's something?
I got you.
Turn you down there. Yep.
Thank you. What did you do now?
No, I was just muting your mic for the StreamYard.
You did it.
I'm gonna fight you today.
You're gonna sock
I got
me
a
right
call yesterday from Andy accusing me of sabotaging a laptop from you.
That's what I heard from me.
Yeah, that's what I assumed it was from you.
It's nothing from. Well, I don't even know what you're talking about. Jesus, Pat. Why? Just because Andy thinks you suck? It's not my fault.
Andy does not think I suck.
No, he doesn't.
No.
No, he likes you a lot, doesn't
he? I love Andy.
Yeah, I think he loves you,
too. I was very
too.
Awkward to him yesterday. I really apologize.
There's a shock.
I was trying not to mention anything, but I wanted him to know I cared, but I didn't know how to, like, not mention it, but to inform him that I care. So I, like, had... I was awkward. I was so awkward.
Okay, let me see. I want to get to this list very quickly before we go to Kristen Burt, because
yeah.
KB2 is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
What's something a lot of people think they're good at but aren't? Someone polled people online, the top 10 answers. Now, these you think you're good at them, but you're not. Do you guys know personally anything you think you're good at, but you know really you're not good at it?
Well, I don't think I'm good with spelling.
Spelling?
No,
I would have to agree with you on that
I know
one.
I'm bad at that. Maybe flirting.
You're not good
Do
at flirting?
Do you think you're good at flirting?
I feel like I'm a good flirter, but I bet as soon as I walk out of the room, people are like, what the hell was he doing? Did you see that guy try to wink? Oh, my God. Was he having a seizure? What was
the
happening?
The fact that you're winking
maybe.
Is yeah, probably maybe. The first problem.
Hey, how you doing?
I need more winking in my life. Back off.
Yes. I wink a lot, but not in like a flirting capacity. It's kind of like a nervous tick of like, all right, check you later, mm-hmm. and then I instantly regret it.
Okay, what do you think you're good at, but you're not really good at?
I think I'm a good driver, and I have a lot of a paper trail to tell me I am not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a good one. I am not good. This is not going to shock anybody. I am really bad at developing patience for anything. I am not a patient person.
Don't say.
Get off your ass and do your job now. Let's go.
Yeah, you're not patient at all.
I am not patient in the least, because people will sit around on their ass and do nothing. What the hell's that? Get off your ass. Let's go.
Isn't it weird that you want to assign blame to things?
Blame?
Yeah, like when something happens, you go, whose fault is that? It's just the computer's acting up. Well, who do you think did it?
Somebody had to do it.
I go, this little robot
it's
just
a disaster.
Broke. It's fine.
No, it's all human. Every bit of it is human, sitting around on their ass doing nothing.
And I think the stem is not malicious. I think that it stems from you just wanting a solution. And
sometimes there
isn't a solution.
You're 100% right.
I'm not trying to make it
I'm
seem
big
like...
I'm big on solutions.
Yeah, you want a solution. Yep. You want there to be... You don't want to be that there's just the possibility of things just going awry with no reason.
You know, I suppose that might have something to do with me being 7 years old, watching my dad hauled off in a straitjacket. Might have something
Could be
to
it.
Do with it.
Could be it.
That might be what it is.
We could put a lot of things in that bucket,
oh,
to be honest.
I bet you could. Anger, sadness.
I mean, I'm just saying that, like, it is rightfully so to be excusable when you've
well,
seen
thank
that.
You're, thank you.
Yes. You can. We'll give you some wiggle room, sir.
But I tell you what, I learned from that very incident right there. As they're hauling my dad away, and he's like foaming at the mouth and flopping around, and he's got a straitjacket on, you know, the deal with the arms and all that. And they got him on a gurney, and they're rolling him out, and he's doing all this.
Crazy.
And as they take him out the back door, my sister Bobby, who's 7 years older than me, goes, Tommy, I think they think our dad is nuts.
Okay.
So you have to have the humor part in there. You
and you're just
to.
Going wide-eyed. Yeah.
That's, oh, I thought it was hilarious. I started
hilarious.
Laughing.
I mean, that's so bad.
She made me laugh when I was feeling very, very sad. So that was a wonderful thing.
Do you tell her about that?
Oh, I used to, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to her in 20 years now.
That might be worth a call, just a reminder of that story, because she might not even remember that.
She might not. That's very, very true. She was very funny. She was a very, very funny person. Well, actually, my siblings are all pretty damn funny. Okay, so here we go. What's something a lot of people think they're good at, but they aren't? Here are the top 10. Number 10, communicating. So people aren't good at communicating. That's really good for the podcast business.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, here's the one for Brittany. They think they look cool.
Tell me I don't.
See?
I don't look cool.
Okay, we can just skip over giving good advice. We can skip right over that one.
Yeah.
Being honest. See?
Oh.
What I've been telling you all morning. People are never honest, and they think they are.
You've been telling me that all morning?
Yep. They cannot honestly live their lives.
Now look at you pivot.
Shell of a person.
Look at you use this for debate. It's, how does this apply? Look at you work your butt off trying
Leave
to make
me
this
alone.
Apply.
Get away from me, you. That's
you're
all I have
so
to say.
Funny.
Parenting. God, I hope you're good at parenting. You think you're good at parenting, but you're not? That's not good news.
I think that everybody's parenting their own way, and it's probably the most appropriate way that they know how and should how. I mean, I think that parenting, even today, we had a situation where I go, Rudy, like, can I give this to your daughter? Like, it has a swear on it. It's this bracelet I made. You know, it's part of a lyric of a song she likes.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, because me and my mom were like, I don't know.
Is it F the Police?
It's kind of. It's close.
It's pretty damn close, yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It actually. Yeah, like, it's super. I actually thought you were guessing it. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's from a Taylor Swift song that she loves. So I was this is one that you yell out during the concert.
So it's F Taylor Swift?
No, no.
Well, it's not that either.
And so.
Oh, listen to you in
never,
there.
Never.
Never.
No, I wouldn't even
in
think
Taylor
of it.
In Taylor, we trust.
Yeah. Do not besmirch the good name of the Swift.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
And so I was a little nervous. Me and my mom, because I was making bracelets yesterday, and I was like, can I give this to Kinley? I don't know. My mom's like, no, you can't. I go, I don't know. Rudy's kind of like a chill parent. And so it was one of those things where I'm like, Rudy parents a certain way. Everyone parents the way that they should exactly for their kiddo. In most cases. Of course, there's the terrible aspect of it. But
yeah, I understand that. No question. All right, I got to blow through these next couple.
Sorry.
No. I'm just saying I have to, not you have to. I didn't say shut the F up, did I?
Later.
Later. When we're in the break, then I'll do it. As a matter of fact, is it okay if I go to the break before Krista now and then we can take her...
Yeah, then she can hang for as long as she wants after that. Yeah,
that would be wonderful. So we'll do that. So the last five things you think you're good at, but you're not: singing, being humble, staying out of drama, driving, and being a good listener. All of those things I told you earlier, and there it is in full print.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What was that?
Exactly. I was going to make that joke.
Absolutely. I hate both of you. I want you to know that.
Hey, my driving's on wrong. There. Are you a good driver?
No, Catherine drives wherever we go.
You're good with directions, though.
I'm very good with directions, but I'm not good with being patient with other drivers.
Yeah.
That I am not at all.
I feel like Rudy's a good driver because you have a motorcycle. You kind of have to be.
I'm a complete asshole on the road.
Yeah,
I drive like a maniac. My mom and I went and saw The Flash last night in Eden Prairie, and I could tell when I was getting off the exit of 35, getting onto 494, going towards Eden Prairie, I could see my mom's hand start to reach up and grab the oh shit handle, and I was like, all right, I'll slow down. Because she's very much so like, you just drive like a maniac. I'm like, no, I drive like somebody has to drive in Minneapolis. You have to drive, what do they say, drive defensively, offensively.
I don't know if I don't know if you got the right advice in the sense that, like, you can drive like a normal person.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know
I got
about
places
that.
To be.
I got to get to The Flash. You were embodying that.
Yeah.
One more quick one. Kendall Norberg. Now, you've not met Kendall yet, Rudy. Brittany, you've met Kendall a few times.
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Kendall is the one person that if I were you, I would not piss him off because he's not a good guy to piss off. He's a very large man, very tough guy. I had just purchased about 10 years ago a brand new car. It was a car I'd wanted my whole life. I was inspired by my brother-in-law, Pat O'Brien, because he owned a Jaguar when I was a kid. It was a used one, but, you know. So I always wanted a Jaguar. So I bought a brand new Jaguar. I go to pick up Kendall to drive him around and go, and I finally got the car of my dreams. He gets in the car, grabs that thing. What was that thing called?
The oh shit handle.
The oh shit handle, that's what we call it.
Yep.
Grabs it and tears it right out of the roof.
Yeah. What?
Wow.
I'm like, Kendall, I don't know if you know this or not, but you're rather strong, so you yanking on that was not a good idea.
That's
Nobody else could
wild.
Have gotten that out of the ceiling. No way. But he just put his hand up there. Yeah,
what do you do with that then?
You like glue it, little Elmer's glue, and put her back up. I had to take it in and have it fixed.
Yeah.
But he did one of these things where he grabbed it and then he shifted in his seat.
Yeah.
And that's why I tore it out of the roof.
I feel like it should be stronger.
Well,
or maybe
it's
he needs
strong.
To calm down. Yeah.
Well, he does need to calm down. Okay, we need to take a break here. I like this though. I like the flow of the show today.
Sure.
I don't like that dictated flow. It's like you stop talking right now. It's like shut up and leave me alone. Right?
We would have done really well with that.
You horn tootin'.
We were great with direction.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just now approaching the end of my 60-day weight loss program with MNFatLoss.com. I've lost over 25 pounds. That is a fact, and I feel fantastic. Getting around is just a lot easier. My clothes fit better. There just really isn't a downside to losing weight at all. You'll be a much happier person. Now I'll be going into the maintenance phase of MN Fat Loss, the Minnesota Fat Loss program, mnfatloss.com, adding in a few more food choices to the mix. I've loved the program so much that I'm planning to go back, because I want to do is I want to take about a, you know, 2-3-4 week break, whatever they tell me to do. Uh-huh. Whether it's 1 week, 2 weeks, or a month, it'll be their decision, not mine. Because then I'm going to go back. I want to lose another 25 pounds. I think I want to get down to, like, my high school weight.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
Calm down. Don't go too hard.
I'm not going hard.
You're doing great. Don't change the goal until you hit the goal. You're doing great.
Okay, never mind. You're right. You will be absolutely able. You will absolutely be able to lose weight like I have done. And I'm telling you, if I can do it, you can do it. I'm here to tell you that. That's a fact. I still enjoy the foods you love this summer, because I have. If you want to find the find out the secret to losing 20 to 30 pounds in just 8 weeks, just like I'm doing, that's about a pound of fat every day, no exercise required. To schedule your free consultation, go to mnfatloss.com. That is mnfatloss.com. Results may vary. Be sure to tell the team at mnfatloss.com that Tom Barnard sent you.
What can Hubbard Interactive do for your business? Let's take a listen and find out what they did for one local company, Steve the Window Guy.
I'm Sally, and I'm a digital brand strategist here at Hubbard Interactive. We met with Melissa from Steve the Window Guy, and she was looking for help with their video advertising strategy. So we helped build a comprehensive plan for streaming TV and YouTube ads.
And Melissa, tell us how it's been getting your message out with help from Hubbard Interactive.
I've been working with them for 5 years, and what I've learned is that they have both the experience and the depth inside their team to help me solve any creative marketing challenge that I've got. So over the years, I've moved from radio ads to streaming TV to YouTube ads, and now we're moving towards SEO. And I'm loving the results that I'm seeing.
Is there anything else you want business owners out there to know about Hubbard Interactive?
I am so grateful for the entire team at Hubbard Interactive for effortlessly understanding our business and our marketing vision, and then always delivering only the best results.
To find out how our experts can help your business grow, get in touch today at hubbardinteractive.com.
This is the Tom Barnard Morning Show Podcast.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Kristen, you're just going back to bed, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
What time do you have to be off today?
Off work? I work today until 2 p.m.
No, I mean this one. How long can you be on
the
show?
Good. I can stay.
Well, I just wanted to make sure, because when we get on a little ramble like that, I like it, because that hour just blew by.
I know that. I was interesting listening to you guys.
What, her attacking me constantly?
Calm down. That's like
thank you,
Chelsea. That's like a staple in our house now because of Tom. Like Tom back in our world, where everybody in my house, calm down. Calm everyone down. Needs to calm down.
You're a disaster.
Hey, let me get that knife out of my back.
Oh yeah,
again,
it's right in your chest. It's
knife
definitely reachable.
That's all I'm saying. It's all true. So what's new? I watched something yesterday, and I was going to talk to you about it. Now I can't remember what the hell it. Why does it keep telling me to leave the site? Leave me alone.
Well, there's tons of news, and I've had a couple of your listeners ask a couple questions that they wanted me to topics that they wanted me
good.
To hit this week.
I love that.
So, first of all, let me just get the sort of what's happening with the strike, because there is new news.
Oh,
and
good.
At least one thing is moving in the right direction. Directors Guild has definitely averted a strike. So they do have a tentative agreement. The membership will have to vote on it, but they did get a wage increase. They're getting a 76% increase in residuals for foreign properties. And then on top of it, they've averted the whole AI topic. I know everyone's been so worried about artificial intelligence. The good news is AI won't be directing your next film. So I think that they probably have a more clear-cut path with that. It's hard to replace a director. But so they won't be striking. And if they had voted to strike, that would have been an immediate shutdown. So that, you know, avoids one shutdown in the industry,
good.
Which is great. SAG has voted to strike, so they've authorized it. Doesn't mean they're going to strike, because negotiations begin tomorrow. So the membership, it was like 97.9%. It was unbelievable, like how big the vote was to strike if necessary. But hopefully SAG in the next 3 weeks will make some headway. The contract officially ends June 30th. That date will come up very quickly. So hopefully they're in a negotiating mood. As for the writers, they have not gotten back to the table with the producers.
So what does that mean, long run? How much long? Do you anticipate a long outage here?
I do. Yeah. My guess
Seems like it.
And this is just my personal guess. My personal guess is that it will last like right up until the Emmys. So the Creative Arts Emmys are a week before the Primetime Emmys. Primetime Emmys are September 18th.
Oh, okay.
I feel like early September is probably when they will resolve this.
So what is the real, do you know what the numbers are?
In terms of what like we're losing?
What they're looking for, what do they want from the union, I mean for the union?
In terms of numbers, well, I will tell you that the studios are losing more money by letting the strike go on.
Yeah, I could see.
Versus, because it's about $30 million a day that we're losing in California alone.
Oh, God. Well, that's only almost $1 billion a month.
No big deal.
No big deal.
I mean, it's ridiculous to think at this point, like, we can't figure out some type of compromise.
Yeah.
And listen, a shutdown. We've already had a shutdown with the pandemic. We do not need a full shutdown because I don't think people realize that even though unscripted shows are, you know, people just think, oh, well, that'll still go on. It won't. You're Dancing with the Stars. Anyone that has a SAG talent like type of host, you're not going to have a show this fall. So even like ABC, which is banked on a lot of game shows, Dancing with the Stars, those will all shut down because they're also under SAG contracts. So people need to understand
right. You're
going to be watching a lot of old stuff if that does happen.
Yeah, it kind of seems. Catherine and I are doing, I think, a pretty good job trying to track all this stuff down. You know, what we can watch things. Well, he told you that Ben Affleck movie that everybody hated. Catherine, I thought it was pretty decent, actually. You know.
Yep.
You know, I think he is an underrated actor. I think he's a hell of a lot better than most people think he is.
I think he's better. Honestly, I prefer him behind the camera. I actually enjoy a lot of his work that he directs.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's Ben Affleck on camera.
Yeah,
he's
I suppose.
I feel like I get a similar performance out of him. He's like Tom Cruise. You get a similar performance every single time.
Yeah.
Other than a couple of, there's one or two movies you're like, oh, okay, that was so different and interesting. But there are certain actors I feel like that sort of rest on, like they have that breakout role and you're like, that's great. And then they do a version of that role the rest of their career.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of actors are like, I mean, Marlon Brando basically at the end of his career, he just did The Godfather over and over and over again. That's what he did.
Yep.
I could see your point. No question about it.
And it makes you successful and keeps money in the bank, it's okay. You know, it's not everyone has to be Meryl Streep.
Ooh, I like Meryl Streep, though.
I do love her.
I saw Affleck in The Flash last night, and I think he's a good, like, brooder. You know what I mean? Like, he's really good. To see that guy went from the dude from the fashionable male in Mallrats to, you know, now playing Batman in DC movies, I don't know. I feel like you're right, there should be a little bit more range coming out of that guy.
Yeah.
Because he's proven that, and especially Chasing Amy. Oh, man.
That's a great movie.
That's another movie where if I'm just, you see me at home sitting in the dark eating, you know, chocolate chip ice cream, crying my eyes out watching Chasing Amy, something has gone terribly wrong in my life.
Now, what is that? What's Chasing Amy?
It's a movie that he did with Joey Lauren Adams. It was directed by Kevin Smith, and it's about a guy who meets a girl, and it is this love triangle that they're trying to figure out, and she's a lesbian, and then she falls in love with him, and it is that movie basically, you know, it was the epitome of my 20s, essentially. Mm-hmm. It's so good. Tom, you really should see that movie.
It's called what?
Chasing Amy.
Chasing Amy. I will have to give it a whirl.
I want to know. It's the epitome of your 20s. Were you in love triangles like this all the time?
Oh, my. Well, because, like, I was trying so hard. I found so much value of myself in other people, especially women that I dated, that when this guy is in love with a woman and she doesn't reciprocate, his reaction to all that was exactly what my reaction was in real life. So, like, I bet I watched that movie on a loop for like a year.
Just going, like, I'm seeing my life flash before me.
Like, why, if I can figure out why Ben is screwed up, I'll figure out why I'm screwed up.
Love
it. Did
it
work?
No, not at all.
I didn't.
Well, maybe Ben Affleck, honestly, maybe he needs to find like a really good comedy because we haven't seen that from him in a while. And I think like maybe that would sort of break out of that sort of brooding role.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, I understand you guys' point. I just thought in this particular movie, this Hypnotic, I think it's called, he's very reserved in it. So maybe that's why I kind of liked what he did because his character was pretty reserved. I liked that. Right?
You know, I mean, listen, he's definitely, I'm not sitting there saying that he's not talented at all. I think that he just has more in him than he's giving, or the scripts that he's like accepting roles in. And maybe Hollywood's not giving him the chance, but where he is a producer and a director, I think he could even challenge himself more.
That is the ticket. That makes sense to me. How about new Siri? Well, yeah, see, here's the problem. We don't have anything new coming now because of the strike, correct?
Well, we do. We have a lot of, like, as I said yesterday, there's stuff that's been banked. So today there's no premieres, but a few of your listeners asked me to talk about Shiny Happy People. I don't know if any of you saw it over the weekend. It's on Amazon Prime, and it's about the Duggar family secret. So,
oh, God.
Yes, I know. Ugh. Well, this was a four-part docuseries, and I think what's interesting about this is that it takes a deep dive into their religion. For people that don't know, the Duggars had a show called 19 and Counting on TLC, and it was made to be this, like, idealized American Christian family that had 19 kids. But they are a part of a religion that really, it really has very specific gender roles, and the women are sort of groomed to be not only housekeepers, but obviously breeders. And it's really one of those, it's the Institute of Basic Life Principles. It doesn't even sound like a religion, to be honest, but, it shows how church leadership, and we've seen this over and over in other religions. When they have sex scandals, when they have sexual abuse allegations, they go and they protect the men. And of course, they don't protect the victims and the survivors. And that's kind of happened in the Duggar family. And one of the Jill Duggar, who is kind of out and sort of the outlier from her family, talks about it and talks about some of the trauma that she went through. So if people are kind of interested in taking a look at that for a docuseries, it's fascinating, to be honest. But honestly, putting a trigger warning on it because there is a lot about sexual abuse.
Do they, those abusers like that, do they spend a lot of time kind of like doing surveillance of young people and keeping an eye on them? And do they, before they make their move, they have it all figured out when mom and dad are around, when they're not around, how's this going to go? Do they spend time or do they just react?
Well, here's the thing. Within the Duggar family, it is the oldest brother, Josh, who was doing the abusing of the daughters. And this comes out in the documentary. But when you are an older child, there's a thing called like a buddy system. So once the infant is sort of weaned from their mother, they are assigned, like the older kids are assigned like a couple of kids to take care of.
Oh, okay.
So the mom isn't raising the kids. The siblings are raising the kids. And this happens a lot in big families. It happened to my mom. My mom was the oldest of six. But you get to a point where there's not a lot of parenting going on. And then someone who, like Josh, who is a convicted pedophile, is someone who then has access, easy access to this situation.
Yeah, because I watched a little and they were talking about how it was very normal. So, you know, the mom could get rest. The little kids would just sleep with the older kids. And so if you're an opportunist, opportunist is the nicest way I could say it, and I don't even know why I would use that word. If you're a pedophile, what a dream situation that is. It's so disgusting.
Right. And, you know, I think that the family only talked about, like, two specific allegations when it probably went on a lot longer than that.
Yeah.
And then they made the girls, instead of Josh, like, owning what he did, they made the girls come forward and talk about their trauma on Megyn Kelly's show when she had one on NBC. I mean, it was, like, disgusting the way that they were traumatized over and over again. But the women and girls are sort of the sacrificial lambs in this IBLP.
No wonder I hate people. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, but it is fascinating if people want to take a look. And you also have to remember in all of this that TLC was complicit in all of this because they're the ones giving them the money and giving Jim Bob Duggar the money because he was taking all of the kids' money and signing their contracts. They never got a dime for having all of their lives filmed for years.
Would you even talk on the phone with somebody named Jim Bob Duggar?
Jim Bob.
No, I'm good. Oh, you know, Tom's not here right now. Goodbye.
No. Yeah, and their family is very, very tied to politics and tied to women's reproductive rights or taking them away. And it's a really complicated, entrenched story with it all. So fascinating, though, because, you know, you have TLC going, here's a wonderful family, and this is how we're portraying them.
Yeah.
When underneath the surface, it was pretty dark.
And they knew it.
And they probably knew some of it, but as time went on, they definitely knew at least the second half.
See, and why wouldn't you do something about it? First of all, it's a felony to do it. Why aren't they? They should have to answer to some of that.
That's their babies. Like, those are their children. Those are their babies. And the idea that saving face is more important than babies is just beyond me. I mean, I'll put a billboard with their face on it if you even look at my kid. Like, it blows my mind. I mean, we'll never figure it out. Like, I don't even know why I'm trying to wrap my head around it, because those are your babies.
Yeah, just remember the famous words of Clemenza in The Godfather. Oh, Paulie, you won't see him around here no more.
Right? I mean...
So there
and
you
Josh
go.
Berger, in case anyone doesn't know, he is behind bars, I think, for 12 years for child sexual abuse matter that he had on his computer, in his work computer, by the way. Not even his home computer. While he was at his car dealership, that's what he was doing.
You know, I got to ask you guys a question, because I came from a family of 7 kids, right? 5 boys, 2 girls. What is that? Because, I mean, my sisters were my sisters. They were not girls. They were not, you know, women in the neighborhood. They were my sisters. I never looked at them any other way. They were both older than me, so I looked to them for guidance in certain things, and they both were very helpful. How do you get from "you're my sister" to "boy, I'd like to stoop her"? What is that?
I don't think that's a dotted line. We can pretend to know how to get that. Man, I don't.
I guess you have to.
Well, you know what? I go, Jesus. Who abused him? Because oftentimes this is a cyclical situation.
Yep.
So I'm like, where is that? Where's the root of his abuse coming from? And not every person who's abused becomes an abuser, but oftentimes it does.
And it's still not an excuse.
It's not an excuse. No. And you know, here's the other thing. His wife is staying with him. I believe they have 6 kids. And there's a lot. There's a lot there to unpack.
It's so scary to me because, okay, so I watch a few different kiddos. And one of my really close army friends, when she needs help, I watch Little Allie. We call her Little Allie because we have a Big Allie and a Little Allie in our life. Poor Big Allie has to be called Big Allie. But Little Allie, and I think, this is the best gift somebody, especially when we were trying to have a kiddo and Little Allie would sleep at her house. And I go, what scares the heck out of me is that somebody who abuses says the same things like somebody like me. It's just like, there's no differentiating. How do you know? It just terrifies me. It's something that keeps me up at night is they say the right things and it's terrifying to me.
And they walk in your inner circle most of the time. And that is the thing. It's the dance teachers, it's the coaches, it's the family member, it's the clergy member. And that is the thing that as parents, you may not know because you've been groomed just like the child has.
Yeah.
I like Mike Birbiglia's take on this because he's got a bit where he goes, when I was a kid, I was an altar boy. And to answer your question, no, I wasn't.
Yeah, there you go.
And I think it's because they knew I was a talker.
Well, there you go. Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, prison love.
My family, I have a family member that was involved in the Catholic Church sex abuse scandal out of Boston. My whole family left the Catholic Church over it. And,
wow.
It's something that traumatized my family member. I mean, even to this day, the scars are there. And we grew up in a family. My great aunt was a nun. My great uncle was a priest. So there was
a big deal to leave.
Trust.
Yeah.
Wow. Am I supposed to feel bad because they never let any of my relatives in? Is that the plan? You don't have any nuns or priests in your family, Tom. Yeah, don't worry about my feelings.
Like, we got a bunch of sickos, though. Then they're like, okay, never mind. Come on in.
Same deal. Don't worry about
collar.
It. Same deal.
It's all
true.
It's a lot. And I think, I want to have solutions, and we obviously don't, but I'm just working on what is the verbiage you say around your kid that makes them feel empowered to know that, like, these are their areas, these were that, you know, all that stuff where I go, that's the only way I know, because adult-wise in Predators, they know how to say the things and look the way and walk the walk. And it's just debilitating when you start going down those roads.
Yeah. Yeah. But they say, like, the earlier you start the language with your child, the better. And it's, like, never too early to start, honestly, so that they understand what's right and wrong.
I have a question. They're missing out on some things here, unfortunately, in life, and I don't know why they'd want to. Give me an example. Just yesterday, right, Alex came over with her daughter and her son, and they were hanging out. We were having a great time. It was just very, very pleasant. So I walked them out to the car. They're going to go home and see their dad. They're all excited to go see because dad's coming home from work and blah, blah, blah. And as I said goodbye, Fawny, who's just turned 7, rolled down the window and said, "Bop, Bop, I love you very much."
Oh,
did you cry?
You damn right I did. How do you get from that to, hey, you know what, sex ought to do? What?
No, no.
Where does that even come from?
Just, yeah, be thankful your brain is working at its...
Exactly.
Just be thankful.
I just
because,
teared up
like,
again. Thanks a lot, Kristen. Had a little misty-eyed.
That's like the sweetest thing in this world.
You can thank your listeners. They wanted to hear about the documentary.
Yeah, exactly.
They're so, no, I mean, kids are the best thing.
Well, look how lucky we are that we know that.
I know.
You know,
I know.
Some people apparently don't know that that's true.
They are the best thing. I mean, cats, dogs, kids.
Now,
end of list.
I should mention that about to turn 5 years old, her younger brother, little Sagey.
What did Sage say?
He said, "Okay, poopy butt. Okay, thanks. Yeah. That's great. Thank
out of the
you
mouth
so
of a boy.
Yeah, out of the mouth of a 4-year old boy.
4 years, it's all like farts, poops, pee.
Yeah. Ooh, he's about to turn 5 this week, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, up until the age of 9, my daughter and her friend's nickname for me was Buttface.
Buttface. Oh yeah. Oh, Buttface, yep.
That's all it was.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, now I see it. I see why.
Yeah. In fact,
it's that really wide smile.
Yeah. It's that butt face of yours.
When we got Hulu, we share it between like the families. There's like 4 or 5 of us on the account. My niece went into Hulu and changed my account to Butt Face Uncle Rudy.
Butt Face Uncle Rudy.
Yeah.
So, that was nice of her.
Yeah, very. Yeah.
There you go. You had it coming.
Absolutely.
Let's
and
be
also,
honest.
Plus, you're right. Yeah, I kind of look like a butt.
I've been saying that. Behind your back constantly. I'm so glad it came out like this.
Behind your back.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show. The Tom Bernard Morning Show. Streamed every morning on the Tom Bernard Show app. And anytime, on demand, wherever you get your podcasts.